This happened 3 nights ago, and so I'm going crazy trying to figure it out. I just moved into a new apartment 1 month ago, and I'm still unpacking and settling in. I have been using my parents' address as my mailing address. They live a few towns over, like 20 minutes away, all of my life. 3 nights ago, my parents called me at 2 o'clock a.m., freaked out, and proceeded to tell me this story. Apparently, at 1 a.m., someone starts banging on their front door and repeatedly ringing their doorbell. My stepdad walks downstairs and opens the door, leaving the front glass door closed and locked. There was a man standing outside who looked to be in his 30s with a black hoodie on with the hood pulled up around his face. He didn't have any distinguishing facial features, facial hair, or tattoos. The only thing my stepdad said was that he looked to be Hispanic. Neither my stepdad nor my mother, who was watching the whole thing out a window, recognized the man. The man says, "I'm so sorry to bother you, but I'm looking for, insert my full name here." My stepdad plays dumb and says, "Who?" The man proceeds to state my full name again and says that my boyfriend is worried because I didn't come home that night. He claims to be a friend of my boyfriend and tells my stepdad that they are both out looking for me, worried because I didn't show up at home. I don't have a boyfriend. I live by myself with my 3 dogs and haven't been in a relationship in the past 6 months. Here's the weird part. My stepdad asked the guy what boyfriend he was talking about, and the man told him the name of the boyfriend I had when I was in 10th grade, nearly 20 years ago. My boyfriend in 10th grade has a very, very unique Italian name, and I've never met anyone with a full name even close to his. He says my high school boyfriend's name a few more times to ensure my stepdad heard him, and repeats that they are very worried about me. Is my stepdad sure I'm not inside? At this point, my stepdad is weirded out and closes and locks the door in his face. But the man doesn't leave. He lingers in front of my parents' house for the next 10 minutes, smoking cigarettes and talking on the phone. Finally, they call the cops. About 5 minutes before the cops arrive, the man walks down to the dead end on their block and drives away in a silver car. Stepdad was unable to get the license plate. My parents file the police report and nothing else happens. After I hear this story, I'm going nuts over the weird details. How would somebody know who I dated nearly 20 years ago? And what would be the motive of making up a story that included that weird detail about my past? I have not had contact with a 10th grade boyfriend in over a decade. Yesterday, I decided to message him on Facebook to see if he has any insight. I tell him the whole story. He's just as confused as I am and claims to have no part in it. I am at a loss. I am also really freaked out that some strange man is going through that much trouble at 1 a.m. to look for me. Any insights or ideas would be greatly appreciated. No, nothing else has happened since then. Alright, so 1 year later, I finally have an update to this mystery. My stepsister, my stepdad's daughter, and her fiancé were at a house party right after the holidays, around early January of this year. While they were there, they started talking to a girl that neither of them knew. After some time talking together, the girl started talking about her ex-boyfriends and how they were going through a really tough time together. They had just recently broke up and she felt really bad because he was a wreck over it. Somehow, it came up that this girl's ex-boyfriend was my 10th grade boyfriend, the one with a really unique Italian name. The whole situation wasn't that big of a coincidence since I went to high school with my stepsister's fiance and we have a lot of mutual friends. So it makes sense that they were at a party that would include some other people I went to school with. As soon as my stepsister and her fiance hear this, they both start freaking out, and without revealing too many details, they tell the girl about the whole mystery and how weird it was. As they are telling the story, the girl's face starts to go white and she looks like she's about to cry. My stepsister and fiance try to console her and ask her what's wrong. The wine and beer had been flowing at this point, so I'm sure everyone was a little tipsy. The girl starts to tell them that a few nights ago she was sleeping and someone started banging on her door at, get this, 1 a.m. just like what happened to me at my parents. The girl jumps out of bed and says she was absolutely terrified by how loudly and aggressively somebody was banging on her door. She said she literally thought it was going to break in. The girl has a Ring camera, so she looks on her phone. There on the camera is a guy in a black hoodie banging on her door. She obviously pretends like she isn't home and keeps all the lights off. He continues banging. As she is getting ready to dial 911, the guy stops and leaves. She said she was absolutely terrified. for whatever reason, she didn't end up calling the cops, but may have gone to stay with a friend that night or the night after. So my stepsister and fiance are shocked by the details and how similar it is to my story, especially because of the mutual ex-boyfriend we share. Except this girl literally just broke things off with him. They ask the girl if she has any idea who the guy is, and she says no, but that it definitely is not the actual ex-boyfriend. She said this guy was much taller and heavier than our shared mutual ex. How fucking weird. This mystery is still unsolved, and these new details honestly just make my head spin even more. No one else has showed up to my parents' door since the actual incident a year ago. So last Friday night, I-17 Mel was home alone with my family, besides my sister, 21, who was at work. Stayed in their cabin a few kilometers away. I'm used to staying home alone, as this exact scenario is very common in the summertime, especially while I'm working and can't travel from the cabin and back. I'm not usually jumpy or afraid while home alone anymore, used to the odd creaks and settling noises of our old house. I was especially comforted by the fact that my sister's dog was also in the house with me that night, and most noises could be attributed to him. And if anything were to happen, he would act as a guard dog of sorts and alert me to anything odd. At the same time, however, he is the type of dog to bark at any noise or person walking past the door or windows, so I'm used to hearing him bark or growl at night. Even so, this past Friday, the sound of his barks at nearly 12 a.m. was disconcerting, to say the least. Despite my comfort with staying home alone, I'm still terrified of the premise of a break-in or some other uninvited human interaction at midnight. I let him bark for a few seconds, telling myself it was just someone walking past our glass door in the adjacent alleyway, and he would quiet down once they passed. Needless to say, that's not what happened. He kept barking and growling for a few moments too long, and I finally got out of bed. I sleep in the basement, and walked upstairs to check it out. As I'd suspected, he was standing alert at the glass door. I was comforted for a moment until I walked over, ready to close the curtains and go back to sleep, and saw the door open about 2 or 3 inches. I froze. I had let Bosco, the dog, out earlier that night, but I know I closed the door. I've never left this door open. I am a paranoid person with bad anxiety, especially concerning break-ins and the like, so I would never, home alone, forget to close the door. I am 100% certain. But at the time, I didn't let myself think about these facts or even acknowledge that I could not have left the door open, because I knew it would send me into a spiral, possibly even an anxiety attack, if I didn't explain this away. I closed and locked the door, double checking that it was certainly locked. Using the flashlight on my phone, the lights were all off, I looked around the entire second floor of my 3-floor house, including closets and other reasonable hiding spots, just to put my mind at ease. And upon finding nothing, I went back downstairs to my room. As I was down there trying to push away the fear, I could hear Bosco walking around on the floor that doubles as my bedroom's roof. I thought I was overthinking it when it started to sound like human footsteps, accompanied by Bosco's footsteps. He walks around for about 10 minutes before I put in my earphones and talk myself down until I can fall asleep. At 2 a.m. that same night, my sister comes home from work. I woke up a few minutes before this to Bosco in the basement, which he never does. There's even a gate to stop him from getting to the basement, whining at my bedroom door. When I got up to let him out, my sister walked in, and we let him out the front door rather than the glass patio door, letting him in the same way. We talked for a while before I went back downstairs and my sister went to the bathroom. I forgot about the door, busy with work for the next few days, and forgot to mention it to anyone until tonight. My sister and mom were home with me for a movie night while my dad and brother stayed at the cabin. I remember the door situation when we were picking out horror movies to watch. I was sharing it as a creepy, almost funny story before my sister spoke up, saying that same night, an hour or so after they got home, the door was open again. The same door that was locked from the inside and not open since earlier that night. My stomach dropped and I started shaking the second this was revealed. We first started trying to explain it away. Maybe she had let Bosco out and forgot to close it until we both recalled that we'd used the front door. Then we were trying to justify a reason someone would break in to not steal anything and proceed to stay for 2 hours before leaving. Ultimately, I realized that I quite possibly locked someone in the house with me, then forced them to hide upstairs while I searched the second level of our house. Then this hypothetical person would be trapped up there now, knowing that this house, that appears empty with the rest of my family gone and all the lights off, was not empty. And there was a dog who would bark if they showed themselves again, alerting me to their presence. Then, when I was in the basement and my sister was in the bathroom, they ran out the glass door, which is timed perfectly to when they found the door open once more, much wider than when I found it, as though they were only in a hurry on the way out. Perhaps they left it open the first time for a quick escape or to stop the loud sound of it meeting the doorframe. Either way, it ties together too perfectly for me to reasonably brush it off. I know it's unlikely, especially with nothing missing, but in this small town, there have been many reports of break-ins with nothing missing, vandalism, or just breaking and entering many, many times. So it's not as unlikely as it may be in a bigger city. I can't make sense of this, and I'm shaken up thinking of the possibility of someone being in my house while I was asleep, alone in the basement. There's a part of me that doesn't believe it, but I can't shake the too many coincidences that all tie together to make this as concerning as it is. Back in 2019, I, 18 female, decided to download Tinder a few months after a rough breakup. I was very inexperienced with dating and pretty shy, so it seemed unlikely that I would meet a potential partner in person. Anyway, after a few matches that led to nothing, I came across the profile of someone that I found very attractive. 21 male. We matched, exchanged Snapchats, and continued to set up a date. Our first date was relatively normal and enjoyable. We saw a movie, and by the end of it, I felt like we hit it off. However, our relationship was extremely short-lived. Not long after I had agreed to be his girlfriend, after about a month of going out, he began to behave very erratically and would sometimes fall completely silent in the middle of conversation, ignoring me when I tried to ask him what was wrong. He became hot-tempered, slamming doors and speeding on the road when he was mad. I started to feel really uncomfortable about our relationship. This went on for about a few weeks until one night when we were on our way to have dinner downtown. He fell silent mid-conversation. I became extremely anxious as he pulled into a nearby parking garage, wondering what I had done to upset him. As we parked, I decided to ask him what was wrong. He didn't answer. When I asked him again, he shouted at me to shut the fuck up. I was completely frozen for a moment, but I finally got up the courage to tell him we were done, gather my belongings from the car, and walk over to the nearest coffee shop to call an Uber. It was fairly late at night, so I walked as fast as I could, hoping he wouldn't follow me. When I made it to the stop, I noticed I had several missed calls from him. When I made it home that night, I blocked him on all social media and decided to never contact him again. I'm fairly familiar with the dynamic of toxic relationships, and I knew that if he could talk to me that way, completely unprompted, it was likely that he was capable of much more. About a week goes by, as I start to settle my emotions a bit, I decide to confide in a friend who had never met the guy about what happened, feeling completely embarrassed. A few nights later, I received a text from the same friend. It was a screenshot of an Instagram DM from someone she didn't follow, my now ex. It said something to the effect of, "Hey, I'm so sorry we're having to meet like this, but Redacted is ignoring me and I need to talk to her." My heart sank. I decided to message all of my friends separately and let them know what happened, just in case. Later that week, I started receiving several DMs from various accounts, all without profile pictures or posts. Eventually, I gave in and responded to one, asserting that the relationship was over and that I didn't want to hear from him again. I blocked the accounts immediately afterwards. As time went on without hearing a word in weeks, I figured I had reached the end of the situation. Until one morning, while I walked to my car, I noticed something dangling around the handle of my car door. It was a necklace I had gave him. He had only picked me up once from my house before. The thought of him driving to my house about a half hour from his place earlier that night freaked me out. I was shaken up for a while. It was by no means an expensive necklace, and I had the exact same one, but I kept pushing it. I thought maybe it was his way of acknowledging that we were done. 2 months later, I was working my job at a small boutique near my house. I was used to answering the phone several times a day, so when the phone rang, I thought nothing of it. But when I picked up, I immediately recognized his voice. He started rambling about wanting a sweatshirt back, but I hung up before he could finish. That was the last time I would ever tell someone I was dating where I worked. I was completely losing it at this point, especially considering he'd never called me at work while we were together. I don't even know how he knew I was working at that day or time. I told my sister the situation, and she, being very protective, decided to message him herself. She told him to leave me alone and even offered to give him back the sweatshirt for me. He refused and insisted on meeting up with me in person to get it. When it became abundantly clear that he didn't actually want the sweatshirt back, she threatened him with the PPO, to which he never responded. That was the last time I heard from him. I want to hear everyone's thoughts on this. I've been checking my area's Craigslist, and lo and behold, I saw a really weird post in my area in the missing connections section. The post said, "Your mother is in Hawaii." Which on my Facebook, I have a profile pic of me in Hawaii with a Hawaii hat. Then the post said, "Your birthday is blank on the blank," which of course was my birthday. Then the post said, "This is your big sister." I'm very, very, very confused. Am I crazy? Is this just a coincidence? Is the big sister the accomplice? Did they hack my Wi-Fi? I mentioned down in the comments that I changed my Wi-Fi password because there were two unknown devices connected. What the hell is going on? It all started when I moved into our new house and started up a gym membership. I'm 5'3" and look pretty young for my age. Somebody the other day knocked and asked if my mother was home. Cringe, so I look like a little girl, I'm told. So one night at the gym, I see this weird guy staring at me and sort of following me around. He looked crazy, like a shell-shocked soldier. He was a very socially awkward, quiet, smart-looking kind of guy. He had a huge build too, probably like 6'4" and a bodybuilder type. So then he eventually passed by the machine I was on and looked directly at me, almost like he was trying to read me. It was like a deer in the headlights. My gut just told me I was in trouble. So I get up and head for the lockers, and no surprise, he headed for the men's. I made myself literally sit in that locker room for 20 minutes to make sure that we would not leave at the same time. I peer out of the locker room, don't see him, and start heading for the exit. This guy literally pops out of nowhere and heads out behind me. At this point, I'm now accepting the challenge. Stupid, I know. I slow down and stare at him with the most serious deadlock stare I can muster up. He walks to his car and I walk to mine, staring at each other the entire time. I stand there in front of my car and stare, and he slides into his car. He then lowers his head and gives me the most bone-chilling, evil-eyed stare anyone had ever given me. Kind of made me chuckle. I waited for him to drive off. So then I figured I lost him and started driving home. I live in a very small town with neighborhoods with dead-end cul-de-sacs. So right before I turn into my neighborhood, this SUV drives up behind me on my tail all aggressively. I know he followed me home after that, but I have no idea how he was so stealthy. I'm pretty sure this guy is ex-military. Just by his demeanor, age 36 or so, his SUV, and just everything screamed ex-military. 3 days go by and my husband leaves for work. I'm upstairs in bed and I hear my front door open. Someone just walked into my house. My heart stopped. I had no idea what was going on. I creep out of my room and see all three of my kids are fast asleep. I walk over to one of their rooms and look out the window to the street. My heart does that dropping thing again. A car was parked directly in front of my house that I don't recognize. It was an old, unmarked car that was parked at a very unusual diagonal angle, and it was running. I started stomping on my ceiling, and I start waving my hands at the car to threaten it. It races off and leaves whoever is in my house. Then, all of a sudden, I see this man emerge from under the window with his face completely covered. He was walking away with a quickness. But get this, he had the same build as the guy from the gym. It is just unmistakable. He's huge, and I've never seen dudes this big. At first, I thought it was an unrelated robbery, but statistically, they don't come back to the scene if caught, and he didn't take anything downstairs, and my laptop was right downstairs. My husband has seen that car apparently once after that 3 weeks later, and it sped off when he walked outside. My brother-in-law came to visit a couple of weeks ago and had to park around the corner. He told me he saw a guy walking by the house and looking very suspicious. When I asked for his description, he said some guy with a big build. I'm creeped out, I don't know what's going to happen.